Rosalind Kind, who happens to be Barbara Streisand's sister. Welcome to WGN. Hi.
Thank you, Steve. Nice to be with you today, Sunday.
Oh, it is so nice to talk to you. So that song, you do sort of a mashup, if you will, of The Look of Love and The Island. And it's available wherever you stream. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't call it a mashup. I would call it a medley, but it's telling a story.
Yeah, the way you do it, actually, thank you, because the way you do it, it does tell a story. What is the story you tell by putting these two songs together?
Well, what I think of is that you can, I want to get women to realize, or even gentlemen, that they can find love after the age of 50, 60, 70.
We're talking about love over a certain age. And why?
Right.
Yeah. Why you wanted to tell that story?
Because I think a lot of people and women that I've spoken to feel that way, that it's finished for them, you know. And I wanted to instill an aura of confidence that, you know what, don't close off. You know, keep an open heart, keep an open mind. You can never, you know, you can't say never. You know.
Oh, there she goes again. Huh. I don't quite know what to do about it. No clue. How do we do telephone interviews? I don't really know. But I will tell you, you can go to YouTube and you can get a preview of the song. And there's a music video that goes along with it that tells that story. She's back with us over here.
The whole thing, my vision for the video was my thoughts behind the song and having spoken with these women that were telling me how they feel. And so that's how I came up with the concept for what I wanted in the video.
Is it based on your own story? Did you fall? Because for those who don't know, you were married and then not.
Yes.
And now maybe, I don't know, you'll have to tell me, have you fallen in love again?
No, I haven't. I haven't found the right person. I haven't found the right person, but for me, my life's journey is here to heal others. And, I found that out in a long time ago, 1984 regression that I went through. And so I'm here to bring hearts together. So I'm not so concerned about my own, but believe me, if the right person walked in, it would be a whole different scenario as far as my own love life.
So we can be a dating app for you. The only thing is you're on the West Coast. But folks, if you're interested, maybe you'd be interested too. This would be a first, you know. Maybe I will be successful at bringing two people together who are looking for love or the look of love in all the right spaces. The voice that you have is just so absolutely beautiful. And in interviews, you say, I deserve not much credit, really, for that. It's in the genes. It comes from my mother and even from my grandfather. Can you talk about that?
Right. Well, our maternal grandfather was a cantor in Russia before they moved to the United States during the pogroms and everything. My mother was the first born here. My grandparents came from the area of where Belarus is now, Belarus and Ukraine. And so my mom was one of the first born here in America. So I'm a second generation on her side and a first generation on my own father's side here in this country. But it came from our maternal grandfather, who had a gorgeous voice and passed it down to our mother. And our mother passed it down to us. And I thank God for using, you know, giving me the gift that I can use to hopefully help what my little voice can do for the world situation, because there's so much hatred and so much horrifying anti-Semitism and everything else. And I just want people to love each other. I love people to accept each other from their heart, from their mind, to be open to things that are different, people who come from different places, to increase your own knowledge and awareness of what's going on in the world and the globe, and to heal each other. If we could all love each other instead of be fearful of what we don't understand, we could have heaven here on earth. Why wait?
Beautifully put. How is your name Kind and not Streisand?
Because my sister, my brother, and I have different fathers with the same mother.
Mm-hmm. And I told you off the air in researching this interview, and I'll say it on the air, and I did in the introduction to you, kind is absolutely the right name for you. Is your mission now in life to do something that seems impossible? If you look at our politics and if you look about what's going on in the world and everything you just said, mm-hmm. and that is to spread kindness.
Yes. Kindness is my message, and healing of the heart, coming together, bringing people together in their hearts. If people thought more with their hearts instead of the fear and the fear-mongering that is out there in our politics and in every place else, we could have a much better world. I'm not, you know, we cannot be separating people. We have to find the commonalities and appreciate that, but also accept and want to know about the differences. Because that only makes us better, knowledgeable people, more loving.
You know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, just knowing your neighbor and accepting, you know, what they're contributing to your life and what you can contribute to their life. We can enrich each other.
Indeed.
Why be fearful? Why knock the next guy down? Everybody was born in this world to have opportunity and a chance in life. Why are there people out there in politics and everywhere else knocking that down?
I don't know, but we need you and people like you.
It's all around the world, and it really saddens me, but it makes me angry too. You know, it's like I come from a good heart, and I want to spread that kind of a message, but I get angry when I see all of the lies and all of these things that are carried on throughout and across the globe to bring separation of people.
Well, I didn't necessarily get you on the phone to talk about politics, but since you've brought it all up, we had Congressman Mike Quigley on earlier, and those phone problems that you experienced with me, we mm-hmm. experienced with him, so his time was cut short, and I did not have an opportunity to ask him about what's going on college campuses. So if you're the ruler of the world, what would you do about what's going on, and are you disturbed by the hatred?
Yes, I'm very disturbed by the hatred because, you know, even in the Middle East, in the days gone by, in the days of the creation, we were all brothers and sisters. We all came from the same place. And we need to find that again. We need to find that. We need to trust that. We need to bring love. You shouldn't want to hurt each other. You should want to contribute to each other, contribute to the planet. God gave us dominion over the planet, its animals, and to be and heal, to come to a place of kindness and healing and growing in betterment for the future for our children. It's not supposed to be to destroy and to make one person a god, and anybody that goes down the road and thinks they're God. No, there's only one God. And I'm grateful to him for my gift. And I hope that my voice, as little as it is, and it's not the humongous voice of the world, but whatever I can do to contribute to help that happen is my joy. If I can bring even two people together with their hearts, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
My question, though, is when listening to that and close your eyes, it's hard to tell which voice comes from who. I mean, you both sound so beautiful. Yes, and so beautiful together.
But I'm the one with the lower range.
That's true. But at times, your voices mix so incredibly well together. Your sister, that Barbara lady who we've heard of before, is she, what, 9 years older than you?
Just under 9 years, because I was born in January and she was born in April. So just under 9 years.
Now, in our conversation about what's going on in the world, it sounded like, you sound a bit alike for sure, but the content of what you said, it might have been her speaking those very words. Are you close with her?
We're sisters. You know, we see each other. We also have our own lives as well. We were just together for her birthday a few days ago.
Oh, how nice. And you were in a couple of her movies.
Of course.
You were in... Main Event, A Star is Born, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not big roles, but I was in there, yeah.
Yeah. Is it difficult to talk about this a little bit? Because every time, in introducing you, I was guilty of it. I said Rosalind Kine, Barbara Streisand's sister, and that has happened to you your whole life. Have you gotten tired of that?
Well, you know what? It's something obviously I have to deal with. It's a fact of my life. I'm the baby sister of Barbara Streisand, but she's also my sister. You know?
Yeah.
And I've come a long way in my own place in life where that doesn't threaten me. My sister's an iconic figure. I mean, I'll never be who she is. I'm not looking to be. I'm here to spread a message, and I found that out in 1984. It's not about big fame and big money. It's about how I can influence with my voice, bringing the world together.
What was it in 1984 specifically?
I was regressed. I had a regression, and my life was going in a lot of different directions, up, down, side to side. I was married, but getting divorced. And I was like, dear God, what are all these messages you're giving me? And I went and saw a woman who was recommended to me, and I went through a past life regression, and I found in that past life regression what my purpose was in being here this time around.
You have to explain it to me, and I apologize for my ignorance. What is a past...
It's reincarnation. We're talking about reincarnation, that we have been here many times before, our choice.
Are you going our to choice. Do a Shirley MacLaine and write books about this, or is this something...
I am just saying that is where I found out, because I believe in those theories, because I don't think a person can live... We come here to this planet to learn, to earn our way back to the universal heart, to the universal power. And in that, we are here to learn lessons, and everybody's journey is different depending on the lessons they are here to learn. Sometimes you recognize a person right away, or sometimes, and you love them or you don't like them. It's most likely that you've been with them in a previous lifetime in a different position in life. You know, they could, if they're your sister or something this time, they could have been a friend or a man in the last one. But you recognize the soul. The bottom line is, I believe that we have come here many times. Some people not as many. I feel I'm an old soul, and I'm learning each time new lessons that I have to earn my wings back to the universal light.
Do you have any idea?
And I think that's what we're all
doing. Do you have any idea what any of these past lives have been like? What you may have done?
The one I went back to. I only went back into one. I didn't see my birth canal. I didn't see any other lifetime. It just took me back to one lifetime in Lemuria, where I was a man.
Where's Lemuria? I don't know.
That was the West Coast Atlantis.
And you were a man, which means that...
I was a man with turban and white pantaloons and sandals and living in a stone hut. And when I entered this picture, I was in a duel over the love of my life.
Which was?
A woman, obviously.
Well, not necessarily. Right?
Well, true, but it was a woman, and I was in a duel with another man over her winning her heart and getting her, because there was, it was him or I. And so within the scene of this happening, she accidentally was too close to what was going on, and she accidentally got hurt and died.
Oh.
She was the one that got killed. So when I did my word associations, still having to do with that regression, it was like world, peace, love, harmony, kindness. That was where I learned my purpose.
Which is something, as we talked about, that you're all about. Are you going to be making more music? And I hope the answer is yes, because your voice is just beautiful.
Thank you so much. You know what? Your younger friend Paul said the same thing to me.
All right. That's interesting how he gets to these people that I have no idea how he knows. We're talking about Paul Lisnick, who is not my... By the way, I'm not sure, Rosalind Kind, what Paul Lisnick told you. First of all, whatever it was is not likely to be true. And secondly, you should know he was in another life. No, actually, it was this life. He was my babysitter. So clearly, we are not talking... he is. You know how old he is? I shouldn't divulge this on the radio. His social security number, I mean, this is the kind of thing you don't repeat on the radio, right? But his social security number is 1. That's how old he is. You've heard of Al Jolson, the singer? He gave him a start. But let's get to you and music. Are you going to be making more music?
I hope to be, yes, most definitely. I'm having a new song written for as a duet with me and my co-producer, who is my co-producer on my video. And that will hopefully come out. We're possibly working on something for the Latin market as well.
Cool.
And another original song being written for me. So hopefully I will be out there again. But, you know, inevitably I would love to be doing a big show with my message. That's my goal. I want to bring people's hearts. You know, it's just about bringing the love. It exists everywhere. You just have to recognize it and work from there.
Now, I think,
instead of the fear and the hatred.
I think your sister has said that she's not going to be singing in concert again. But a lot of performers say that, and there they are, performing in concert again. Might you both appear on stage together one more time at least?
I would love to. I would love to. I loved being on tour with my sister and my nephew. We had it was a great time, and to travel with family, be on stage with family, and then go, you know, most of your meals together, or go to if we had some time, we went to the theater or a movie, hanging out. It was great.
So when you have,
I would love it.
When you have that meal together, what is your favorite thing to have, and what is your sister's favorite thing to have?
Well, there's hardly anything that isn't her favorite thing.
Well, that's kind of like me. How about you?
But with me, too. I mean, I because I was a heavy child and had to lose weight, I got much more self-control as I got older. So there's a lot of foods I would like to eat, but I've gotten used to not eating them because I can't afford to. But I love, I also love the coffee ice cream. I also, I love all kinds. I love Indian food. I love Lebanese food. I love, it's like I love Japanese sushi. I mean, I do enjoy my food, but I try not to cheat so much.
Well, guys who like coffee,
thank God, as I've gotten older, I've gotten to appreciate healthy eating.
Well, guys who like coffee, ice cream, I hope you reach out to Rosalind Kind. She's looking for you. Rosalind, thank you so very, very much. So nice to meet you.